96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker segment is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs, 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the 13th of January, on our way to a high of 38 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by our friend Al Slappy with Emporia's Eastside Community Group, in to preview some Martin Luther King Jr. activities coming up on Monday. Al, good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you gentlemen doing this morning?
We are doing all right. So I guess question number one is, are you ready for Monday night?
Ready for mentally, yes. Physically, no. because for me, it's just, representation of what Dr. King did. So you want to do sometimes more, but it's, in a lot of cases, is just doing something. And I think with that, have several people in different groups that's been involved and come to the conclusion that, Dr. King is well-deserving to be honored, especially when the day is already given to us to honor him.
You know, one of the things that strikes me here is, and we're going to go through the schedule here in just a little bit, but it's the theme this year, I'm Your Neighbor. I wanted to get your thoughts on why the combination of King's legacy, the cultural impact, and, say, the theme for Monday night is so relevant now.
Sitting here at the job and was wondering several different things that went through my mind because wife and I has been a caregiver of my mother since she's been staying with us. And several different times, incident happened and, neighbor who I never thought would have been part of opening up his heart and helping us out. My mother had a situation and so, he drove his truck, to the church that I was attending. And, pull me out of church, and say that, hey, there's a situation. And so, deep within myself, it just, it kind of hit me pretty hard. And from that point, looking at I am your neighbor. And then the other side of it is I'm your neighbor, which is gave me a, impact. Emotional feeling inside, but yet on the outside is that our neighbors see us on a regular basis every day, where our family members see us maybe once or twice a year, maybe, in spite of phone calls, but then that physical appearance, play a lot. With that, us being in the community, it allow us to extend ourselves and that brought up the idea of I'm your neighbor, which as Dr. King was saying to himself as well as to us, is like nonviolent, we stick together, we can make some things happen. And that's about where that comes from.
And talking with Al Slappy of the Eastside Community Group, Martin Luther King's celebration coming up Monday, January 16th. This will be at the First United Methodist Church at 823 Merchant. So, all right, let's run down the activities here. Al, when do things get started, and what is going to be going on at the First United Methodist Church Monday?
Well, I give a thanks to First United Methodist Church for opening up their doors, the congregation and the board for allowing us to use their facility this year. The order would be a meet and greet, 6:30, 6:45. Starting 6:45, the event will start, the celebration will continue from that point. several speakers that we do have, and I think I might have to throw myself in there to make it four, because that was our original plan, to at least have four speakers. And we have a scripture reading, we have hymns, several songs, which one would be Battle Hymn Republic, and for sure, Lift Every Voice and Sing, and then We Shall Overcome, followed by the benediction and thanks to everyone that participated and helped us put this celebration on.
Will there be, I heard that there may not be a march this year. Is there going to be a march, or just want everybody to gather at First United Methodist Church, and the march this time around is not going to be taking place?
No, this particular year, March, we're not. Still, we look at the weather condition, but with that, having the opportunity to extend the thanks, because we try to figure out if we are all like-minded, and that is, you know, looking for changes to still happen within our city, our county, even our state. And with the march, we had several persons that was under the weather. So it was like, well, it's going to be too much of a struggle to try to get things together. And we kind of like started a little bit later than usual. But at the same time, it all comes together with prayer, and we're moving forward.
So who else will be speaking? Do you have that lined up, Al?
Yes, I have Willie Finch will be giving an encouraging speech. I have Mr. Larry Benton. He's also a pastor. Then his wife, Akina Benton. She's teaching at the university. She's working on her PhD, and she will be the last speaker of the evening. Yep. And so we have, and then, like I say, I'm going to throw myself in there, too, if I have to. to pull that fourth person off, because, like I say, we try to stick with the schedule the best that we can, and then try to stick with the amount of speakers that we have, because everybody... it's not staged, so everybody's going to bring a different perspective for Dr. King and how Dr. King influenced them in their lives at certain points in time. And just a reflection of, I think mine is pretty much going to be the reason for still celebrating Dr. King. And I can put that out there.
I got one more question here for you, Al, before we wrap things up here today and we reset what's coming up here for Monday night. I guess from your perspective, why is it important to have, I would say, a large cross-section of Emporia community members here Monday night at First United Methodist Church? I think a lot of people see the Martin Luther King as, and maybe it's an increasing amount, but maybe it's not, but they see it as an increasingly, well, I guess they call it a Black or African American holiday. Why is it important to have a larger cross section here of the community that is locking arms here and recognizing what Dr. King meant to us?
Well, I believe that in his "I Had a Dream" speech, reaching out and stating that, I mean, all God's children, and then he named off all of God's children. I mean, where we look at today, we itemize ourselves as a people, but yet we are still human. And with what he fought for himself, better jobs, better housing, justice for through the discrimination and the segregation. I mean, what he fought for. And as President Kennedy and Johnson and as President Reagan signed a lot of these laws into, it affects everybody. It affects everybody from the United States, I mean, all the way over and back around again. I mean, because if the democracy of a world to ever come, it must be by those factors, you know, justice, rights, and in treating your person, your neighbor, as you should treat yourself, you know. And if you treat yourself as that, then your neighbor will also be a recipient of that kindness. But to allow Dr. King's word to still ring, where better jobs, you know, better wages, if you treat it wrong on your job, I mean, we all use what he fought for, and they are law now. So as a country, we must follow or should follow. And then as a society, we always can look back and say, well, this man fought and gave his life, you know, to try to help us make our world, our nation better.
All are welcome to the Martin Luther King Jr. Celebration coming up Monday, January 16th. Refreshments start at 6, program just before 7 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church at 823 Merchants. Al, we appreciate you taking some time to join us here this morning.
Thank you, gentlemen, for the opportunity and the radio station for helping us pump it out.
All right.
Thanks, Al. We'll see you Monday.
All right, thank you. Have a good evening.
All right. You too.
Al Slappy with the Emporia Eastside Community Group, talking about the Martin Luther King Jr. Celebration coming up this Monday at the First United Methodist Church.
All right, if you'd like to be part of the newsmaker slots here, we just had to reschedule.